Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we have our single man's panel, single man's round table. We're talking about what it's like to be single in 2016. Of course, last week we had a single ladies panel, and it was a hot show, so it's going to be even warmer tonight. My guests are Damon Motes. He's a 51-year-old realtor, single with no children. Tremaine Norris, 36-year-old patent attorney, single with no children. And Darius Baxter, a 23-year-old founder of the nonprofit
GoodProjectsDC.org.
Thank you. GoodProjectsDC.org. Thank you so much for that. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let me go back to the comment that Vanessa made just a week ago, and I want you guys to talk about this.
A lot of women are accepting less than what they should accept from the men out here. And they make it hard for the good women out here that have these standards that we want to uphold, where we get accosted with these men that try to pass off anything to us, and I'm just not having it.
Okay. I will let Damon handle that.
Well, you know, I will say, matter of fact, I got distracted here, so I'm going to throw it to Tremaine.
No. Just heard from Tremaine. I want you to react to that. I seriously, what do you think about that?
I actually have to hear it again.
Okay.
Yep.
Play it again so he can hear it.
A lot of women are accepting less than what they should accept from the men out here. And they make it hard for the good women out here that have these standards that we want to uphold, where we get accosted with these men that try to pass off anything to us. And I'm just not having it.
I mean, she has some valid points there. I mean, there are definitely men that need to step it up. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There are delinquencies. I mean, think about it. You know, we have a high dropout rate, you know, in many communities around the country. You know, you probably got, you know, women are probably 7-1 at Howard and many other HBCUs, Morgan, where Tremaine went, you know, Kentucky State. Yep, where you went, Kentucky State University, shout out where I went. You know, it's going to be a challenge for many men to meet the educational requirements. And women that come to this area, I mean, think many of them are very financially successful, so they should have high standards. And, you know, it doesn't mean that they have to dumb their desires down. However, they may have to help make a brother sometimes.
But let's not just look at the surface level things like education and income.
Good
you
point.
Know, I don't think that's what maybe she was getting at a little bit, but I think she was getting at some of the stuff that's under the surface. You know, but I think it really boils down to, when you think about those comments, is a woman really ready to help a man grow? And I think you hit on a little bit at the end, you know, and you even hit on the point a little bit too, is, you know, we come into these relationships most times scared. You know, I'm gonna speak for all men right now, and you might not like it, but, you know, men deep down inside, we're a little scared. And it takes a woman that's strong enough to say, I understand that you have those fears, but I'm willing to help you work through them. That's when relationships really grow.
With that said, and you make an interesting point also, before I go back to the phone lines, I want to play something else that came up, because this just came up, and this is exactly what they're talking about. It was the second issue that came up just last week.
I have a lot of friends who are around my age, early 30s, who are not married, who are looking to get married. But in that same time, while they're looking and waiting, they've become very successful. They've achieved a lot. They've earned several degrees. And they feel as though some men are intimidated by that.
Diane. Oh, there's the intimidation factor. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, men are, you know, maybe they think that woman is a bit more of a challenge. And at the same time, my friends, they don't want to take care of a man.
Now, Howard, I will put some of the blame on women in this category, because a lot of times women that do want to get married are afraid to verbalize it. So, you know, they need to, you know, in that first, you know, two or three dates, they need to let their expectations be known. But, of course, a lot of them, you know, deep down, they're scared. They're afraid. You know, I don't want to run this guy off. I've not had dated a guy for about 3 years. And, you know, I don't want to scare this guy off. But they have to, if that is their goal, if that is their value system, I think they got to start saying it a lot earlier in a relationship.
What about the comment about being, number one, intimidated? Are you guys ever intimidated?
I don't understand that. I heard that before. I hear it plenty of times. But
If you're dealing with a guy that's intimidated by your success, maybe you should be dealing with him. I mean, there's plenty of other guys out there that I embrace that. I want you to be a boss. I want you to be Claire Huxtable. I mean, I think that is the epitome of what I want personally. I want someone that is, you know, has a great career, can manage the home, and is beautiful and successful and is everything that I want. And I want her to, you know, like I said, I want her to be that boss. And I'm not going to be intimidated by that because I'm going to respect that because it takes a lot of hard work to get to that position.
Now, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jasmine, calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Hi.
Hey, Jasmine, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, number one, it's fun looking at your whole panel, especially your 51-year-old and your 36-year-old. At 51 and he ain't figured it out, he probably will never. What I see is men aren't committed to anything. There's too much
number
of women he slept with at 51 years old and at 36. One of those women were wife material. If y'all stop looking for the phony material things in a marriage, you'll find a good woman. Me personally, I'll take a poor man and love me over a rich man that flunders me. And if you get to understand that, you'll find love. Love doesn't have a price tag. It doesn't have an education level. And that's the thing. If y'all stop picking and choosing and look back at some of the women in your past, you probably passed up on a good wife because of your many choices. Mm-hmm. Everything out there is not good for you. I suggest at 51, you really need to start dating and taking dating serious because there is a wife for you. 36, same thing. 23, you've got a lot of playtime left. There's
nothing to rush.
Jasmine.
Thank you, Jasmine.
I just think y'all just committed to nothing.
Okay, Damon, you want to respond to that because she was talking to you.
She was pointedly talking to me, but she's right. I mean, I've been blessed. I've dated some very good women, and many of them definitely were women that I could have married. Just because I didn't make that decision doesn't mean I'm a bad person, they're a bad person. It was just a circumstance. But I truly have been blessed, and she's exactly right. I've dated many of women that could have been Mrs. Motes happily. The decision just wasn't made.
Okay. Jasmine, thank you so much. Go right ahead, Darius. You wanted to make a comment earlier, and I didn't want to step on you. When we were talking about that, the last comment from last week, for example, when the lady said she doesn't want to take care of men, although you made the comment, you know, paraphrasing here about, you know, helping him out, so to speak, helping him to grow.
Yeah, and it really, if you look at a lot of young people nowadays, it's the idea that it's a partnership. And what I mean by that is, women are, by far, I was raised by a single mother, and I'll tell you, women are the strongest thing, like, ever. You know, just seeing my mother raise two sons while paying the bills and doing all of that. And so if more women understood the strength that they had and understood that it's their strength that then helps a man grow at the same time, I think more people would get married. Especially looking at a lot of young people, they're not looking to get married. Because a lot of women are straying away from certain roles that have historically been, you know, women.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, at the end of the day, men are going to do that thing. And Motes and Tremaine has harped on it a little bit. You know, men are going to be scared in certain instances. And it's been historically women that have said, you know what, it's okay to be scared, but this is the direction that we're going to go in. And if more women get to the point where they're like, okay, I'm not going to chase a man, or I'm not going to, you know, necessarily bring up marriage or do those things, then we're going to get away from people getting married, especially when you don't have necessarily the examples that you can really look at like people had in the past.
Okay. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Eric calling from Upper Marlboro. Eric, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. One of my calls, or the reason for my call was that I'm hearing these guys talk about how passionate they are about life. But I think a marriage really comes together when you guys find a common purpose within yourself and with another woman that you guys probably would not be able to accomplish on your own individually. And I saw that from my father early on in my life. I got married right out of college at 22. And now my wife and I, we've been married for 8 years, and I'm 30 now. And we're now beginning to look at how much we did not date and how much drama we did not engage in and how many other people we did not hurt by, you know, being such frequent daters. So I think it's time for men to really buckle down and realize that we're all imperfect people, and you're never going to find that, you know, list of of qualities 100% in one person, but that's not to say that with somebody that presents 80% and 20% that you may be missing may not grow into that later on, because people grow and change. So even if you find the 80%, that person may change and develop different qualities that may make you different later on.
Okay.
So,
well, Eric,
I think
thank you.
Just settle down and get it.
Eric, thank you so much for your comment. Go right ahead.
And what Eric talks about is wisdom right there. Man, the problem is that takes time, unfortunately. You know, sometimes it's just not something we're born with. Some of us get it early. Some of us get it a little bit later. But, you know, I totally agree that, you know, if you found that person and decided, you know, early on to get with that person, and you could have some things in life. Because I remember at one point I thought that getting married would slow me down career-wise, a thing I didn't want to really ask any permission for things that I wanted to do as an entrepreneur. So, you know, but in hindsight, I think that I probably could have gotten further had I got married younger. But again, what he's talking about is wisdom. And in many instances, that takes time.
Okay. I think that's one thing, interesting thing that Eric said there, too, that he had an example from his father and his mother. So he got married at a young age. You look at the Black community, a lot of families don't have those examples. And then you look at popular culture, the examples are even worse. And that's what a lot of young people, at least, are looking at nowadays. So how is marriage supposed to be a thing when there's no true examples?
Now, it's an interesting point that you just made. I got an inbox from Bobby Sox, and she says, sad, these are examples of our young men. They don't date as many women as possible. This is sad. White men are trained to marry early and build a family. The reason for so many single mothers, if the responsible ones, so to speak, are jumping from woman to woman, she says it's irresponsible. I did text her back or inbox her back, and I said the difficulty with her argument is that none of the men sitting at this table on this panel have children.
What?
So
there's a supposition that we jump.
No, go ahead, Tremaine.
I'm sorry.
These callers and people, they're acting like we're against marriage. I want to get married. Yeah, I want to get married. I just haven't found that right person. And look, I'm really willing to rock with someone that has 80% of what I'm looking for. I've done that. It just didn't work in that particular instance with that particular woman. So I'm still looking for that one that has, you know, the majority, if not, you know, probably not everything, but the majority of things that I'm looking for. I'm not out here in these streets trying to date the whole city of Washington, D.C. That is not my goal. You know, that has been a product of me searching for that one. But I am not out here trying to date everyone. I'm trying to get married. I would love to be married. I just haven't come across the right one.
Ladies, he's single.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
And he's got a job.
I'm single. And I'm ready to
settle. You have a degree, too?
Yeah, there you go. Let's go to Trey. Trey calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Trey. What's on your mind?
Yes. So thank you for having me on the show.
Sure.
Good evening, gentlemen. I must give a disclaimer first. I am married, happily married, but I've heard a couple things tonight during the conversation that I thought were so interesting. And one thing in particular was the conversation or the concept of values. And so I've heard the more seasoned gentlemen talk about, you know, the Black community not valuing marriage, having to identify or at least have values, allow your values to have priority over, you know, trying to get it, quote unquote, out your system. And so I was just wondering, I heard the caller from, I think she was from Detroit, talk about, you know, I'm sure there were ladies in your lives who had, you know, certain attributes about themselves that now you can look back and say, you know what, she was wife material. But I am interested in learning more about what are the actual or what are your core values? What are the things or the attributes that you value more within not only yourself, but you would like your partner to have that will allow you to say, you know what, that's my wife.
Well, hold on.
80%.
Trey, I need you to hold on because I've got to take a break and I want you to be able to hear their answers. We are at a single men's roundtable. They're talking about being single in 2016. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few minutes. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're sitting in our single men's round table. Before the break, we were talking to Trey, and she was talking about black men and values. Tremaine, I'll let you handle that. And let me make sure I have the question right, Trey. You want to know about the values that they see in the woman that they would look for. Is that correct?
Or the values that they're seeking.
Okay, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, go right ahead.
One word, judgment. I think I want a woman that has good judgment. She can make good decisions on her own. I can trust her with making family decisions for, you know, for the both of us. You know, I think that is a major thing that is lacking with a lot of the women that I come across. They just make poor decisions, and I just can't trust them. And they do stupid things. I mean, look, I'm willing to accept, you know, certain poor decisions they made in life. Everyone's not perfect, but you know, at a certain age, you can't be doing certain things that you were doing back when you were 20 in your early 20s. You know, you're still, you know, concerned about how your Instagram profile is popping and stuff like that. You know, that doesn't show good judgment to me. So judgment to me is the key thing that I look for, and it's a key thing I make sure that I bring to the table as well.
Okay. Trey, thank you. Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is Damon. You know, I actually have had plenty of women who make great decisions. Again, you know, I've been blessed. So I really can, as one of the woman from Detroit spoke about, I have been blessed to date women who have good value. We talk about values, you know, spirituality, you know, understand the commitment. So I've been blessed to be able to have those relationships. I just wasn't blessed to be able to make the decision to lock one of them down.
Okay, Trey.
Okay, so I have a question.
Trey, unfortunately, I've got three other folks with comments and questions, but I appreciate your input, but I've got to go to another phone call. Let's go to Renee calling from Virginia. What's on your mind, Renee?
I just have a comment relative to what I've heard tonight. I think it's very interesting. But having been married 26 years at the age of 21, I understand that the thing I'm missing from this conversation is a real sense of maturity. You have to know who you are as a man outside of any relationship. What I hear from the panel is your ability to be exposed to marriage process and marriage benefits without commitment, which really does lead to a twofold issue in terms of our community, because you would not have access to the behaviors of being a married couple if you didn't have women who were willing to partake of that behavior. I don't think that the role of the man is to set the standard in the community, in the family, and in the relationship. And so while you all may not have children, you may not be married, none of you indicated you were virgin, which means not only were you not keeping yourselves pure for her, but you were willing to desecrate anyone in the vicinity of your relationships to explore, which really isn't the role of a man.
Let me stop you right there. Hold on, Renee. Let me stop you right there. Because one of the things, I get it, and I'll let them respond also, but we didn't have any virgins sitting around the table last week, number one. Number two, one of the things that the women said last week, and if you didn't hear it, it's online, is when you are talking about, you know, men setting the tone, you know, Vanessa said, you know, last week that she's got to find somebody that she is willing to allow to set the tone. And then, you know, then that becomes a conflict. And so, and I think that's about chemistry, you know, as well, when you're talking about individuals, as when you're talking about the broader issue. That's just my opinion. But, you know, a man may want to lead, but the woman also has to make sure that he's the kind of man that she wants to follow. And that doesn't mean that he's bad or good. And let me say, you know, under these circumstances, you know, like I said, there were no virgins in either one of the, unless, you know, Darius, you good too? Right? No virgin here?
Grandma, I went to church on Sunday.
Okay.
I promise you.
All right. Go ahead and respond to what Renee was saying. Anyone who wants to.
I think you have to look at it. That's looking at it where it's the sole responsibility of the man. I think that's the point that we've kind of been in here. You have to look at what role women are playing in this whole thing. To say strictly, okay, men want to take advantage of all the benefits of marriage without being married, there's two people involved in that relationship. So obviously at that point, women want to take advantage of the same benefits.
And it was so much judgment in that, in her response or her commentary. Oh my gosh. I am happy for you that you were able to find that perfect someone at 21. It just didn't work out for us. Okay. Again, we are here. We support marriage. We want to get married. And it just hasn't happened for us. And, get off our backs. Jesus.
And none of us sitting here and say that we're into dating multiple women at one time. I mean, I speak for myself. I enjoy monogamy. So there's no, again, that the judgment that, we're out here, kind of running up and down the streets. I don't know where that came from, because that's not the same conversation I've been hearing tonight.
But at the same point, I enjoy monogamy, too. But I still enjoy a nice home cooked meal every once in a while from a lady that I'm dating. That doesn't mean that I have to necessarily be married.
Yeah, we're not the devil here, please. Okay.
Renee, thank you so much for your comment. Let's go to Walter, calling from Northeast. Walter, what's on your mind?
Gentlemen, good evening.
Hey. Good evening.
Great topics. I heard from last week where the ladies, but there's an old saying, a woman wants to, there's a problem where a woman said, well, I want a man, but then they say, I don't need a man. To me, when you've been hurt, what I now justify as PMS, punish men slowly. To me, women have been hurt by men, but you're taken after the next guy because the guy that hurt you, he's long gone. I'm going to get this guy because he hurt me because he's a man. And it's hard. I'm a bachelor. I'm a virgin. But women want the total package. I want the looks. I want the money. I want everything. But if a guy who has everything, why want to pick you?
Hmm. Yeah. And in defense, let me say, Walter, of the group that we had last week, they made a critical point. They said it is wanting a man, or specifically wanting you, is much more powerful than, quote-unquote, needing you. Because one of the ladies said any man can pay a bill. Any man can.
Any man can't pay a bill.
Well, give a man who is capable of doing that, he may have the finances, he may be able to wield a hammer or do some other things, but she still may not want him. But if the man has, if they have the right chemistry, if she likes him, if they are connected, wanting him, you can pay somebody to wield a hammer. You can pay your own bills. But to want him in your space is a critical point. So just in their defense, Walter, let me just say that. Thank you so much for your phone call. Deborah, calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I have mixed feelings, but I will not put it all on the men, because women, in a lot of ways, if you got your swag, you set the standard.
What do you mean by that?
You set the standard. You should know, a lot of women are out here and they are thinking with body parts and not using their brain when they meet guys that they know are not what they're looking for.
Agreed.
So why waste the time? And, and then they put themselves, they will put themselves out there, give up everything they have, and then wonder why they get nothing in return. But you have to be careful about what you're putting out there and what you are allowing a man to do to you. I'm from Chicago. The oldest gentleman, I sense a little game, like that you running game type deal. I don't know you, but that's the way you come across the younger two. I don't have a problem with you, and I want you all to do me one favor and remove the word perfect from the dictionary, from your search, because you're not perfect. You don't bring that to the table. Don't expect a woman to do that as well.
I think, and you may have missed that, but that was certainly mentioned, earlier, is that, I don't think they're all looking, for perfection.
No, there is no perfect person walking this earth. But
right.
I will say that I'm a female, and I think women need to be more particular about who they allow in their life, let alone their bed.
I agree. I think a lot of women need to adjust their BS meters and be able to detect BS a lot quicker.
Well, you know, a lot guys, you know, you got some of you got some math skills. You know how to run games.
We do, yeah. I give that to you. I'm with you.
You tap into that place where she's vulnerable, and you take advantage of that.
Some guys do that. That's sad. I agree. That's sad. You shouldn't be playing on people's emotions and know how to manipulate, you know, women to your advantage. I think that's sad.
Damon, I'll give you a chance to defend yourself.
Okay, now, yeah, and I think with the game she's talking about is when I say that I've actually dated great women who actually make great decisions and I could have married them. That's absolutely true. There's no game in that. I just been, you know, just didn't make the decision to get married. But I've dated some absolutely phenomenal women, the majority of them. I don't have hard luck stories about dating women. I just don't have them.
And I think, you know, you need to give, you know, Damon credit for being honest about being indecisive and being, you know, honest about, you know, having, you know, to say that there have been great women in his life. And suffice it to say, better to have dated them and then it not end in marriage when he was indecisive than to say, well, let me just go on ahead because I'm supposed to be married.
And we all seen that mistake. We've seen the heartache, the abuse, you know, that happens in those scenarios. So, you know, maybe I did a woman a favor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm out of time. We need to bring you guys back. Deborah, thank you so much. I appreciate your comments. Woo!
It's not enough time.
Yes, indeed. Not enough time. Need 2 hours today. Damon Moats, Tremaine Norris, and Darius Baxter, thank you guys so very, very much. As always, this broadcast will be posted on WHUR.com in about 30 minutes or so. But I want to thank all of our listeners for calling in. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, December 9th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler and Bobby Adams, and intern Taylor Nicholas. Hey, Taylor. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me on Facebook at HFisherWHUR, on Twitter at HFisherWHUR, or Daily Drum WHUR. Now stay tuned for the connection with